really just learn from it, put it behind us, and I think the biggest thing is we're eager to get better. You know, the corrections that we need to make, we're excited and looking forward to the opportunity to get better. And we still have all the confidence in the world. We still know we're a great team, and we're just looking forward to proving that this week.
Malcolm, you're in there, as Bill Davis said, discussing, going over your mistakes, which I'm sure you do every week. What were the mistakes that you went over that you have to, obviously, that you have to improve?
To be honest, it wasn't much that jumped off the tape as far as big gaping things that we did wrong. A lot of the things were very small from a technique standpoint, whether it's been a little bit better in our press, stealing a step off the line of scrimmage. But a lot of it was really that team making – Aaron Rodgers obviously making great throws, and we're giving him a little bit too much of a window. He's a very accurate quarterback, and to beat him, you know, we really got to do a good job of disrupting the receivers. And even – when we did do that, he scrambled for a first down. So when we looked at the tape, it wasn't, you know, much that was, you know, real big. It was a couple times late in the game from an effort standpoint. We talked about just no matter what the situation is, always fighting, always giving 100% of effort. And that was really the biggest thing. So, you know, so we'll get back to work, try to get those little things corrected and move on.
Was there 100% effort?
I mean, yeah, for the most part, there's probably one or two plays where you can point it out, and it wasn't. I think that was more just frustration on how the day went. But, you know, you even watched the last quarter of that game, and guys are still flying around. We still get a block punt late in the game. Defensively, guys are still flying to the ball. But there were one or two plays that I think the frustration mounted, and you see a couple guys, me included, take off. But that's something that won't happen again.
You just mentioned the Eddie Lacy touchdown. Is that one that you're referencing? And
yeah.
Which way did they drive home those points today?
You didn't have to do much but put the play on. And, it, you know, every man can decide for himself whether he was given 100% or not, or whether they felt like that was good enough. And I don't think anybody really liked putting that on tape. And like I said, I think that one play was just kind of the frustration mounting up. Because even after that play, you can watch clips of guys still flying to the ball. So I don't think guys quit or gave up on the game, but I think, you know, there's a few plays here or there where guys were just frustrated. And that's something that we looked about. Really, that's the biggest thing I feel like we got to clean up. And it's just always 100%, no matter what it is, giving everything you got and making that a habit in practice so that it translates in the game and moving forward.
What's the key to not letting it linger,
the loss? The loss? It's not lingering. I mean, we've already put it past us. Once you go 24 hours past, you know, it's like I said, it's no different than a win. You know, when we win big or we have a big win, you come in the next day, you got 24 hours to enjoy the win, you go over the corrections, and you move on to the next week. It's no different after a loss. You can't let your victory from the previous week or your failure from the previous week carry into the next week, because each week is different. Each week is a different opponent. This week we got the Tennessee Titans, who are a hungry team, who might not have all the wins, but they fly around, they get to the ball, they do a good job of, they're a real dangerous team. And we see them week after week scare a lot of teams. And this is a team we got to be ready to play for. They're coming off with some momentum with a tight game with the Steelers. I know they're a confident bunch.
Put on injured reserve today. Can you talk about what you saw from him as far as sort of trying to fight the injury through the year, how his absence affects your depth and where you go from here with that position?
I think, you know, the biggest thing is just it does affect our depth a little bit. He was the next guy up as far as safety position is concerned. But so bringing him down is obviously going to be something that we need to do. I think we'll start leaning on Jalen Watkins a little more to play the safety position, which is cool because, you know, Bill Davis loves – he doesn't like your traditional safeties that are big – in-the-box type of guys. He likes guys that are former corners that can cover, make calls, and move around. And I think Jalen fit in that spot just fine. We still got Chris Mergos and Chris Brzezinski that can fill in at any time. So we've got a little bit of depth there, signing Carmichael back. That gives us a little more depth at corner as well. And, you know, we're just hoping for Earl to get a quick recovery. It's definitely a situation that is tough to look at when he's in your room, but you know, his next guy up. We've had these situations already this year. We're just looking forward to the opportunities for the next guy.
All right.
Good.